This is a plea on behalf of all Christmas fairies who were unceremoniously plucked from the perches on Twelfth Night. I'm an abandoned Christmas fairy. Ain't life just full of shocks? After sitting proudly top a tree, I've been chucked in a box. I know this year's been tough for you, but I can still remember when I was there about a month. I stood there from November. I hear you saying it's so sad you can't be amongst your friends. When isolated on a branch, the discomfort never ends. Though pine needles are so sharp, I don't let my face look glum. And it's difficult to give a smile with a twig stuck up your bum. This year has been unkind to you, I truly understand. But 10 months in a cardboard box is not what I had planned. If I was in the warmth and light, I'd really be ecstatic. I'm lay on spiky baubles in a dark, freezing attic. This is a true story. I remember going on that errand. I was brought up in Openshaw, a somewhat dismal place, consisted of bricks and concrete. Soil and grass, there was no trace. The ground beneath my feet was always hard and firm, not a welcome habitat for a soft and wriggly worm. So I had no prior knowledge. I was a very childish 7, told I could earn a silver sixpence, thought I was in heaven. It was proffered by the man next door as he was running late. To join friends for a fishing match, was desperate for his bait. I skipped off to the pet shop, stated what he required, held carefully on to package that I had just acquired. Balance it gently on your palm. Alas, when halfway back, it moved and started wriggling, so I dropped the paper sack. I was near hysterical, upset, in floods of tears. Though the pigeons had a glorious feast, the best they'd dined in years. Neighbour changing his cycle tyre was truly not impressed, nor was he sympathetic as I haltingly confessed. I never got that sixpence, and you can be quite sure I always held my breath and ran if I had to pass his door. Winter time. Imprisoned in my ivory tower, I survey the lands below, try to identify the footprints etched so lightly in the snow. Trees transformed to things of magic, spiders' webs glow jewel bright, praying that the birds and squirrels find somewhere safe to spend the night. Fields are sparkling, pristine carpet, hills are cloaked in misty haze. Frost and ice provide much beauty in these very chilly days. Alas, my soul won't start to sing until I see the shoots of spring. Well, let's hope there's somewhere we can go on holiday that's worth saving up for this year. Although, I don't think I'll be saving on water with all the hand washing. Anyway, this is economy. Christmas done, vacations beckon. The bank is empty, but I reckon, with a little bit of tweaking, I'll save enough to get a week in Florida, or maybe Wales, where rain it pours and wind blows gales. Yes, every penny will be hoarded till the cost can be afforded. In food I will save some money. I'll eat jam instead of honey. Burgers should be cheap, of course, when they're not beef and contain horse. Coins are piled up every night as I go to bed without a light. No baths, as a shower ought to save me lots and lots of water. No more glossy mags for me. No renting out a DVD. No alcohol and no more chocks. No eating on, just wear thick socks. With furry mitts and scarf and hat, I have started thinking that if it costs so much to roam, it might be best to stay at home.